Pakistan had been an observer of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization since 2005. It, along with India, was accepted as a full member at the Astana Summit in June last year. Khalid Taimur Akram is the executive director of Islamabad-based think tank, the Center for Global and Strategic Studies. He says that the change in membership status for Pakistan has sent out an important diplomatic message.
The membership upgrade from observer to full member is a message to the world that attempts to isolate Pakistan diplomatically will not be fruitful. And Pakistan is siding with the right powers at this critical junction and is on the right side of the history.
Akram says because India is now also a full member of the SEO, Pakistan will have many opportunities to work on its relations with India through dialogue. That sentiment is echoed by Dr. Muhammad Munir, a research fellow with the Islamabad Policy Research Institute.
At the moment, the relationship between the two countries are not very good. But with the passage of time, then there will be a lot of opportunities because every 6 months, sometimes there will be head of state meet, sometimes their head of government submit, and sometimes there will be some other meetings of foreigners. So there will be a lot of opportunities for these two countries to meet and discuss their issues.
Cooperation in counter-terrorism and counter-extremism has remained the main focus of the SEO. In late May, Pakistan successfully hosted a meeting of the Regional Anti-Terrorist Structure, an organ of the SEO that aims to facilitate cooperation against the three evils of terrorism, separatism, and extremism. Dr. Muhammad Munir points out that being a full member of the SEO means Pakistan, as a successful example in fighting terrorism, can learn from other countries and also share its experience.
Pakistan has already developed all these mechanisms within their country. We have National Action Plan, we have NECTA, National Counterterrorism Authority. So all these things are also required by SEO. With the becoming a full member, Pakistan can also enhance its capability because there are many, mechanisms within this SEO that can help in improving Pakistan's capacity and capacity building of our security forces.
Promoting common economic development is another priority for the SEO, many of whose members or observer states, as well as dialogue partners, are also participating in the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative. Khalid Taimur Akram says a core belief in multilateral cooperation allows the SEO to help further promote the Belt and Road as well as Pakistan's economic development.
The SEO believes in economic globalization and regional integration that has stimulated a long potential for the economic activity. We all know that Belt and Road Initiative is a Chinese proposal whose aim is to promote peaceful cooperation and common development around the world. This cooperation is public, it is transparent, and it is open, and it is bringing positive energy to the world peace and development. Pakistan is moving forward with its trade, not aid policy, and has been pushing for greater connectivity.
Akram is highlighting the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, which is a flagship program under the Belt and Road Initiative. Established in 2013, the corridor consists of a number of massive infrastructure projects across Pakistan to better connect countries in the region. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.